Hello, everyone. Another one-take audio blog post for you. The title of this one is Plus, I Am a Genius. I love to watch YouTube clips of a variety of topics. I like to watch exercise YouTube clips. I like to watch stand-up comedians YouTube clips. And I love to watch late-night YouTube clips because I'll never be able to be up at night to watch them when they're actually on, because I'm a morning person and it's just a waste of time for me to even think about staying up until 11:30 at night. So I usually wait till the next day, and I was watching Stephen Colbert interview Paul McCartney. You know, I'm a huge Beatles fan. Most people are. And the ones who aren't, I give them a lot of courage. It's hard to say you're not a Beatles fan because so many people are. And Paul McCartney was talking about how nervous he was when he came to the United States with the other Beatles and performed for the first time. He had said that his whole childhood he had been enamored by American music and that the idea of being in front of an audience that's going to be witnessed by not only the audience but so many other people on TV, it was overwhelming and he was very scared. And Colbert said to him, well, it didn't look like you were. And McCartney was like, well, just because it didn't look like I was, I was very, very nervous. So pause that for a moment, because a couple of days prior to that, I was listening to Eddie Murphy talk to Jerry Seinfeld on one of his shows. Well, I think it's called, like, Comedians Driving Around, Hopped Up on Caffeine. It's something about caffeine and driving. And they drive in a fancy car, and it's some Netflix show. I always forget the names of shows. Put it in the comments if someone knows the exact name of that show. It's something alliterative. And because there's something funny about being alliterative. A lot of people have that obsession. I do as well. And Eddie Murphy was saying that even though it appeared he was fearless, because Jerry said, oh, you always seem so fearless. Eddie was like, no, of course I had fear. Just didn't show, was the implication. And so I kept pondering that idea of just because you are fearful doesn't mean that it always appears that way. But it seems like only certain kinds of people have that ability, right? Where they can just sort of walk on with all of these butterflies, wherever that walking on is, and yet perform whatever it is their performance is at a high level. And go back to Stephen Colbert. McCartney kept talking about these things and then said, well, plus I'm a genius. And then I thought of another conversation that I've had with people over and over again. Yes, McCartney is a genius, no doubt about it, as is Eddie Murphy, as is Jerry Seinfeld, for that matter. They are a genius about a particular thing. They have a particular kind of genius. And yet many other aspects of their life we would probably not interpret as genius-like. It reminds me of when I had a conversation with a billionaire once. I was very upset about a breakup that I had gone through. This was many years ago. And I was chatting with this man who I had great respect for, and still do. And he was saying, well, at least you have your health. And I interpreted it as, well, I'm only like in my 30s. Of course I have my health. Most people do in their 30s. That is no accomplishment. But he didn't mean that. He meant that I had figured out exercise. And shall I say physical prowess. That was something that I was really good at. And it took me a while as I reflected upon that. I'm like, yeah, I am kind of an exercise genius for myself. In no way do I want to imply that what I do to be healthy is what other people should do. I have never been much of a proselytizer about exercise. Now, if you said, Scott, tell me all about exercise, I could spend 5 hours talking to you about my perspective on it, if you were open to it. But am I an exercise genius? What was McCartney getting at there? I think, really, that it's a combination of being exposed to many things and figuring out which ones you have a genius for and then continuing that experimentation until you really hone in on what it is you're good at. And for some people, the genius might not be Beatles-like genius or Eddie Murphy-like genius, where you become famous for it, but you do develop an aptitude and a sophistication for it that is incredibly developed. But that doesn't mean that you have genius in other aspects of your life. Think of Steve Jobs, for example. The book by Walter Isaacson about Steve Jobs' life was transformational for me. I read it right before I started coaching, really coaching. So this was around 2010, 11. Right before I decided to join two other partners in a coaching venture. Back then it was called Velocity. It's a great name for a coaching company. And I read the book, and it reminded me of Steve Jobs was amazing at getting other people to engage in ridiculous amounts of work to accomplish goals that seemed impossible to accomplish. The man was a visionary, but he was a terrible father. Right? By any measurement of fatherhood, he was good at one thing, and that's what he did. But it comes at a cost. Now, I'm not saying we shouldn't all focus on what we're really good at. In fact, I would say the opposite. But just know, as you try to figure out where your genius lies and to what extent you want to exploit it or monetize it or share it with the world, that every time you spend time on one thing, you're not spending time on another. And I bet if Stephen Colbert had gone down a different path with Paul McCartney, Paul McCartney would have admitted the cost that that genius, what he paid for that cost, for that genius. There was a cost. It could have been not spending time with loved ones. It could have been not exploring other potential outlets for his genius. That wasn't his path, of course. But sometimes it does come at a cost. So I love this idea that Paul McCartney admitted, yes, I was fearful. Yes, I worked really hard. Yes, there were countless lyrics that I threw out. But I'm a genius. And I would make the argument that, yes, you are. But it came about not often. It rarely comes about where you wake up one morning and say, I have a genius for blank. It's, oh, I would like to try blank, so I'm going to try it and see if I have any abilities, there any aptitude for it. What most people do, unfortunately, is they never try whatever it is, so they don't know. And I think that is the saddest part of life, when we don't at least give it a go. And Paul McCartney did, and it changed his life, obviously. And Eddie Murphy did, and it changed his life. And Stephen Colbert did, too. And I would make the argument with Stephen Colbert that his first show was amazing, The Colbert Report, where he pretended to be some right-wing kook, which was very funny, but he was just playing a role. It wasn't real. And I think what Stephen Colbert, he might say if I were to interview him today, was that the legacy he's going to leave is not playing a role. The legacy he's going to leave is how he was real in front of people who are famous and tried to get them to reveal things like Paul McCartney did. It's one of the best interviews he's ever done, probably most of which because he stopped talking and let a famous person really reveal something. Paul McCartney admitting that he's a genius, and he did it tongue-in-cheek, but he believes that. He's a genius about music, no doubt about it. And if you want to discover what you're a genius, where your genius lies, it often means taking a first step where you think you might not have any aptitude. Like the first time I took a step in a gym, which, by the way, was several years after I started exercising because I was too scared to go into a gym. And to this day, I still change it up and mix it up and try to figure it out, and physical well-being is something that just, I grapple with it, I mess with it. I know that it's inextricably linked to my emotional well-being and my mental well-being. I know it's probably kept me off a variety of medications that are out there for people who are different. And I'm not saying that those who are on those medications are any less than. They're trying to figure it out too, as I've been trying to figure it out in my adult life. Genius can lie in lots of different places, and you may not get famous for it, but I would love for my listeners to think about today, what's the step you could take to discover if you do have aptitude? And if you don't like the word genius, just use aptitude. What step could you take today? Something that you've wanted to try, wanted to do, make sure it's healthy. Don't do anything that would hurt someone else, of course, but what is it? And then try it. And then if you think you have some aptitude, try it again. And keep practicing. Keep adjusting. See where it leads. Have some fun. We'll talk soon.